Before you or I, there was the lake. Like most lakes, it was inhabited by a family of water monsters. In that family, some were gentle, some disinterested, some malevolent. This is a story about one member of that family and how she became curious about what lay beyond the surface and those that dwell there in the open air. Gilly floated up nearer to the surface. She had felt strange ripples emanating from the shore. It made her spines tingle with expectation. She waited. Nothing for a while. Did the disturber go away? What could it have been? She closed her eyes and waited, paying attention to the vibrations running through the spines on her neck. So much of her life was waiting for a chance to strike and to feed. She waited for dead or dying things to fall into the lake so she could eat. Because of this, she was small and had spines and claws that were not so impressive. She thought of her older brother. Unlike her, he was an experienced and ruthless killer of large and living prey. He was known to pull muscular bucks full of life in their prime into the lake. He relished in the feeling of a great challenge overcome, but mostly in the feeling of dominating a strong creature and feeling it die. His spines and claws were formidable, and his demeanor was daunting. I have to focus. Across the lake, she could feel a fish grabbing a too slow bug from the surface, reeds shivering in the breeze by the shore, waves lapping against a small wooden boat in the sand by the shore. There was no dead or dying thing there, nothing thrashing about futilely for life. Futile thrashing disturbed the surface the most. I can eat those creatures once they finally stop thrashing. But now a disturbance had the frequency of quiet trepidation. Something was pushing off in the boat. Should I go see what it is? Father would warn of the clawing and desperate animals who fear the deep water. What is there for them to fear, she would ask. Those creatures must love the outside because they thrash so desperately when they come inside. There must be something to love out there. Her brother would scowl at her and scoff at what he saw as weakness in her. Keep to your carcasses if you want to stay weak and small, he would say. Secretly, she looked up to him and envied his strength and coldness. His heart reminded her of the deepest part of the lake, where neither hope nor light could reach, where it is safe. Her scales tingled again, more ripples. The ripples were wider, and now they carried more resolve than before. Maybe whatever disturbed the water is too weak to fight back. Maybe I can be strong this time. The anticipation made her hungrier. She bobbed up to the surface enough for her eyes to peek out. Dusk. No shadows. Ethereal. Truly another world. The wind was strong. The trees swayed. Leaves in the air whipped and turned around through the air like schools of fish. All she could see was a small boat, wooden, moving slowly closer toward the middle of the lake. The wind whipped up again and rocked the boat a little. Hands reached out from the sides. Gilly hurriedly submerged to avoid being seen. The boat floated over her as the rain dappled the surface. She could discern the shape of a human now standing in the boat. Can she see me? Should I flee? Brother would say pull her down. Caught between paternal caution and fraternal aggression, she opted for a gradual approach. Her spines extended unconsciously. She poked her head just above the surface so she could see more clearly. The human in the boat was trembling. Her eyes were closed and her fists were clenched down by her sides. She was wearing soft coverings over her flesh. She had long hair which was gently billowing around her face. She seemed to be in great pain. She had fear, not of the lake, but something on the inside. She had a protruding belly. But she doesn't look wounded. Her face looks almost like mine, when I have looked down at my reflection on the surface of the water. She looks sad. Do humans have sadness like mine? Gilly's spines retracted in an uncalled-for moment of sympathy. They both bobbed on the water as it was lapped by a stiff breeze which whistled in the trees. Abruptly, she lunged forward out of the boat toward the water and fell directly at the lake creature. The human's head hit Gildy's hard carapace with a deep thud. They both were submerged with bubbles around them as they sank. The bubbles cleared, and the lake creature saw the human. In that moment of dizziness in the hazy dark of the water, Gilly felt as though she and the human were both trapped in a dream together. She is injured now. There was blood flowing out of the human's forehead. It was leaving a brownish cloud as she sank. Her eyes were open now, as if surprised. To Gilly's own surprise, the human did not thrash or struggle or strive for the air above. She just reached out in front of her as if she was waving goodbye to something that was now lost to her forever. As if just out of her reach, now drifting away, was a treasure she had once longed for, but now accepted as beyond her. The human's total resignation gave the lake creature a fright, and she shuddered. Is there nothing above that she loves? Does she hate the outside? Doesn't she want to survive? Gilly swam close to the woman, scrutinizing her face. Then the woman's eyes widened and her mouth opened in utter horror. She coughed big streams of bubbles. This was prey behavior, and it wrenched Gilly in a deep place. She felt her animal nature shove aside her sympathy into a dark corner, cold and numb. Anything desiring communion with the human was rendered dumb. The spines on her neck extended in excitement. Her fangs protruded. She darted at the woman with a flick of her fins. Kill! She opened her jaws wide and her fangs extended, making for an expression that could be confused for manic and lustful. With her claws, she grabbed the human by her shoulders. She hesitated, not knowing where to bite. What do I do now? She had never eaten a human before, and she had never bothered to ask her brother how to eat one. In this moment of hesitation, up close now to the woman, Gilly looked upon her face. She was beautiful with smooth and soft skin, which seemed somehow to glow in the darkness. Her eyes had spirit in them. These eyes were not the shallow eyes of a deer dipping its nose into the water for a drink. Somehow, in their terror, her eyes held a divine purpose that Gilly could only conceive as of one demanding survival after all. I won't eat this. I can't eat her. There's something too precious about this. I can't just let her go. My brother will find her. He would eat her. He would rip and tear. Violence. She kept hold of the body and rushed to the surface, dodging the now overturned boat on the way up. She burst outside into the rain. The woman wasn't breathing. Gilly darted across the surface toward the shore, holding the human's head above the water. Within a moment, they were back to the shore. The lake monster cradled the woman's head as she dragged her along the long, shallow shore and laid her on the sand. Gilly gazed upon her. I wish this human would live. The woman's wet garments were stuck to the curves of her body. The belly was beautifully round, and a powerful warmth emanated from it. The monster, holding her breath, crawled beside the human. She could smell her blood. She lives. The human lurched and coughed. The monster scuttled back to the water beyond, to the safe veil of darkness. Breathing again, deeply and heavily. The woman kept on coughing, 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 vomit, tears and trembling. She yelled some sort of words in a hoarse voice. She crumpled to the sand and wept. The rain let up. The soft blue light was deep now. Everything seemed like a dream. The woman raised her head with great difficulty, and her eyes met the huge round eyes of the lake monster. In that moment, of such severe astonishment, her fear left her. As their eyes locked, a gentle breeze wrapped around them. They were bonded for a moment in shared bewilderment, frozen by the uncertainty that comes when entering what is truly unknown. The human reached out her hand and tried to touch Gilly's scaly face. Suddenly, a male human came running from the trees, yelling. He held a light in his hands. Gilly fled into the deep, dipped under the surface, and swam some distance away. She watched from within her watery darkness as the man embraced the woman. He picked her up and took her back into the woods. Her neck craned back toward the lake. The woman looked back over the man's shoulder, as if she was awakening from a sweet slumber, grasping to hold onto the deep understanding of an enigmatic dream. Gilly let herself sink, satisfied by the bizarre courage of her actions. She lives. But I still have my hunger. That's okay. Above her, the overturned boat drifted toward the reeds by the shore and stuck fast there. When Gilly drifted back down to the darkness, she didn't think of killing anymore. From then on, she spent much time near the surface, hoping to encounter a human again. But it would be years before another human would come along and have his own encounter with the creatures of the deep part of the lake.